I'm injured this morning, you guys. I'm playing in a little bit of pain. So is my wife, Stacy.
Okay.
I shook somebody's hand Saturday night at a wedding. He came in. He shook it real hard. And as he did, he jammed my thumb so hard into my hand, I couldn't bend my thumb for a couple hours. And here I'm about to start DJing.
Right.
Why don't you know how to shake hands?
It was one of those things like, you know, you go for like a kiss on the cheek and you don't know somebody's going left or right and you kind of collide a little bit.
I don't know.
That's he came in kind of high and he came in hard and just, oh, he drilled my thumb and you can't act like it hurt. You're like, what's up, bro? Like, I'm dying.
Is he a
here.
Linebacker or something?
No.
Oh.
Okay.
And then I talked to my wife, and she's like, after you left, she goes, I was mopping the house. And she goes, I'm like, well, what are you doing now? She goes, I'm laid up on ice. I'm like, what'd you do? She goes, I slipped while I was mopping, went straight down to my right knee, and completely threw out my back.
That's not good at all.
I'm like, we're a mess. Injured from a handshake and a mop.
Mm.
Not good. How was your weekend, Dana? Hopefully better.
Yeah, it was better than that. So I was going to go camping, and I planned to leave Thursday, but I could not get out of here to save my life. So I was here pretty late, and I'm like, well, what am I going to do? And then I get a message on my phone that, so Adam and I are just, all three of us saw Hamilton.
Yes.
But Adam and I are like the biggest fans in the world.
Yes.
And so we started entering the lottery, and I really wanted, my sister lives in Fort Lauderdale, I really wanted her to see it. So showing in Tampa. And so Adam and I have been going at it
every
single day.
Yep. Do you win? Nope.
Yes. And I almost didn't, because it's always just you wait. Like, sorry, not this time, but you know, it's coming. It's always been a no. And then like Thursday afternoon, it was a yes. I could not believe it.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it. And so we ended up meeting down there in Tampa, my sister and I. And I told her that it said, with the notification that we might not be able to sit together. It could be partial view. You just don't know.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, but you have to see this show, so it's totally worth it. So we get there, and I get to the box office, and the lady's like, oh, these are really good seats.
Oh, stop.
I'm like, okay. So we're like the front row.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not kidding. For $10.
$10,
we paid more to park than...
Oh, that's hilarious.
It was amazing. It was amazing. And her mind was just completely blown.
Yeah.
And yeah, then she drove back up here with me, and we got to spend the day together on Saturday.
I'm just so happy someone I know won, so I know that really did happen.
Are
people
you
really
happy
win.
For her, though?
He really is. Yeah, I didn't even
happy.
Send the picture to you. I sent the picture to Adam.
That's unreal.
Of the front row, because I knew he'd be excited.
Just insane.
Yeah.
I can't imagine. Good
I don't
for
know
you.
If you heard him scream all the way in your office down the hall, but when you sent the text to us saying that I won this, Adam let out this scream like his favorite team just scored a winning goal or something.
I was happy for him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Genuinely happy.
It's amazing. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that
congratulations.
Thank you.
Dana won the lotto.
I
yes,
know.
She did.
Adam, how was your weekend?
Well, I tripped the kid. So I'm in Publix with my wife, and we're shopping, and we're like looking at the juices, and this kid's running around or whatever, and I step back to look at the juices, and this kid just goes and flying and landed. And I'm like, oh my gosh, are you okay? And the mom, are you okay? And Aaron, are you okay? Everything. And so we kind of, you know, continue. The kid's fine, everything's fine. And then I turn to Aaron and I go, well, if he wasn't running around the store.
Oh,
well, his
stop.
Dad is right behind me.
Oh,
right behind
you
me.
Right. You can wait till you get in the car. That's the conversation you wait
I
for
know.
Until you get in the car.
And he didn't say anything to me, but he said to the kid, you sure you're okay, son?
Oh.
And I'm like, just let me know that he heard me say it. I'm
yeah.
like, well, it's the truth. He shouldn't be running around the store.
He's a but child.
I know. Like maybe 6 years old. I felt so bad that I said
wow.
that. I mean, the trip was, it was totally unintentional.
Mm.
But,
however.
But
I don't know.
I should have just kept my mouth shut.
Like, that'll teach him to run in the store.
Yeah, I don't know.
See that, Aaron? I got him. I told you I would.
But other than that, the weekend was great. Stripping
good
kids.